All right, welcome to the Free Stretch here on JoeBucksFan.com. First day of summer edition. I am Bobby Fenton. We got plenty to get to today as we kick off at least the technical seasonal beginning of what we define as summer. Of course, if you have children or if you're tied to the school schedule in any way, shape, or form, then it already feels like we're already, you know, what, halfway through the summer or something like that. Of course, 4th of July coming up in a week and a half or so. But we're in the dog days right now, folks. There's nothing football-wise left to take care of until training camp begins, and that is right around the corner. I know you're all, obviously, if you're listening to this show, if you're on this website, you're obviously as excited as I am. And in the meantime, it's a pretty good summer. We got a World Cup going on, which if you're into that, great. But if not, I mean, it breaks up the monotony. I've been trying to get into it a little bit. And of course, we've got now the whole Jameis Winston thing on our plate again, because it hasn't been long enough to go on, what is it, 10 months of this? We got to just keep kind of stringing it along until the last possible minute. So there's news on that today. We're going to talk about it here on the show. And a few other things. First things first, as always, if you want to get a hold of me, I love hearing from you guys. Always love getting your emails. Keep them coming. Email address, bobbygameday@yahoo.com. That's bobbygameday@yahoo.com. And on Twitter, same thing, @bobbygameday. Always love interacting with you. Now, here's what we've got right now. There was a report yesterday, and I'm recording this on Thursday morning, so as of Wednesday evening, there was a report, and of course, just like everything else, the first place you would have seen it was JoeBucksFan.com. Our old friend Jeff Cameron up in Tallahassee, who again, you would know well if he's done things on this website before, on his radio show in Tallahassee, and he has a relationship with Jameis Winston. He was at his draft party, has some connections and things like that. He talked about how Jameis Winston's camp, if you will, and the Bucs are potentially bracing themselves that a suspension is coming for this whole thing. Emailed in March of 2016, so over 2 years ago now, in Arizona. And it was on the Wednesday afternoon show that Cameron talked about basically saying, and I'm quoting now from what he said on the show, and you may have already seen this story on the website anyway, but if you haven't, quote, "The Winston camp is prepared for the NFL to levy a suspension of some kind. The thought from the Winston camp is that it would be a maximum of 3 games. Stress is mine there. I do not know at this time," and again, I'm quoting, "whether or not they plan to appeal, and I do not know that the 3 games is an accurate number. I've been told that would seem to be the maximum number of games that the suspension could be. It's also likely that it's less than that, and it's 1 game. And again, the quote says, "the Winston camp is prepared for." That's what Jeff is saying. I don't know Jeff personally, but I know enough people that know him, and of course from his work here on JoeBucksFan.com. Straight shooter. This is coming from something that, you know, I believe him. But what I don't necessarily believe is that because the Winston camp believes this, means it's official. So, you know, who knows? And then everybody else has chimed in as well. There's a little bit of conflicting reports. You know, my good friend Roy Cummings wrote an article for Florida Football Insiders saying, you know, a multiple game suspension would have to come from the NFL having evidence of some kind of verification of the accuser's story, and the NFL has not interviewed the accuser. On top of that, there's the thought that, oh, well, the NFL may just suspend him for 1 game for not reporting this incident to them and not letting them get out ahead of it. So he wouldn't necessarily be suspended for the act itself, which is alleged at this point, but he'd be suspended for not notifying the NFL as quickly as. But there's all kinds of possibilities. And I'm not here to break down today from a football standpoint what any of this means, because I have no idea how long he'll be suspended, if at all. And we're not going to go into, okay, well, here's how the Saints game breaks down if Ryan Fitzpatrick is the starter, and here's how the next game, you know, whatever. If this ends up being official, we'll deal with it. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is a guy, at least that I trust. I don't know how all of you feel, but he came in last season when Winston had to take some games off due to that shoulder injury. Not spectacular work, but well enough. And it wasn't like the Bucks' offense was gangbusters to begin with at that point in the season. So anyway, with all that said, what I do want to talk about is Jameis Winston himself and you guys's and the fan base as a whole's reaction to him and the way people process news about him. Because it seems to come up on almost every show in one form or another. But it really is an interesting, and I guess interesting is kind of a generic term for it, but it's an interesting dynamic the way fans view this guy. And so when you have another story like this, and I'm already hearing it, because again, I hear from you guys, whether it's on the email or Twitter, I have my own friends I hear from all the time, and they know I do this show, so they always want to talk Bucks, and hey, what are you talking about on the show? So I feel like I've got my finger on the pulse of just your average, well, I guess Joe Bucks fan, for lack of a better term. And there's two camps it seems like this is going to fall into, knowing what I already know about how people view Jameis Winston. On one side of the spectrum, there's going to be the people that are going to go, oh my God, here we go again with Jameis Winston, just another thing. This is why he can't be a guy that leads a franchise. This is why the Bucks will never go anywhere until they move on from him. Here we go again, classic Winston, blah, blah, blah. And that's a little bit unfair. Because for one thing, I'm not going to make excuses here, but we're going to look at both sides of this. From Jameis Winston's side, the accuser, first of all, filed a complaint with Uber about Winston. Did not file anything criminal. This isn't like anything involving the police or any of that. She filed a complaint with Uber, which drivers can do, saying this customer did this, this, and this, you know, ban him, whatever, and he is banned from Uber. That's the extent of it. And we don't know what she has said to the NFL or what, we don't know anything about that. But my point is, just pile on. Some people are just looking for reasons not to like Winston to begin with. So to just pile on, that's one end of the spectrum. But then there's going to be the other end of the spectrum. People going, oh, well, this is just another accuse. People come out of the woodwork. They're looking to take advantage of his reputation. And there's no evidence of anything. And I'm sick of it. Jameis Winston gets a bad rap from everybody. And enough is enough. And this is where they need to let him play. And everybody stop making him a martyr. Blah, blah. That's also an overreaction. And you've got to have your head in the sand a little bit to feel that way, too. But those are the two ends of it. Because on one hand, people are going to just write him off again, just like they do every time he has a sack fumble or every time anything goes wrong. And now here's an off-field. Oh, well, here's another reason why the Bucks will never be anything with Jameis Winston, which is ridiculous. But on the other end, people are going to blindly defend him over and over, saying, oh, this is just another thing. People are trying to tear him down. And all. And you know what? It's somewhere in the middle, because I don't know how much is to these allegations. And whatever ends up coming of it, I don't think it'll alter the Bucks' season much. I can't see more than a suspension of a game or two, honestly. Three games is, and I'm just saying that me. I don't have any, I'm not talking about any outside or inside sources or anything. But if it's one or two games, whatever, it's not going to change the Bucks' life, okay? The Bucks' 2018 season is not in jeopardy depending on this whole thing. It's not going to be a big part of the season once all is said and done. So I'm not worried about that, but what the people on the other side of the spectrum have to understand, the people that are just jumping in to White Knight for Jameis again, say, oh, well, this is just people got out to get him. You know what? I'm tired of stuff. And obviously, all the college stuff was college. And I'm not going to be dismissive of it because I still wrestle with it to this day. If you remember way back, and I wasn't doing a podcast on this website when he got drafted, but if you remember way back when the Bucks got that first pick in the draft 4 years ago, or almost 4 years ago, and then we got Winston, there was the whole thing about, oh, they have to vet him, is this whole thing that happened with his FSU accuser and the Tallahassee PD and on and on. And I have friends, my best friend, okay, that we both grew up together going to Bucks games since we were little kids. We bought Bucks season tickets with our summer job time, we got drunk. because we didn't have to worry about our parents driving us to the game anymore. We could do it ourselves. All that stuff, okay? He stopped being a Bucks fan. He said, if the Bucks draft Jameis Winston, I'm done. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, dude, listen, I wasn't trying to defend Winston, but I told him, I said, listen, a lot of bad people come through. I mean, Jeremy Stevens played for the Bucks, and we were all right there, and we didn't, you know, it didn't bother us. And he said, yeah, I know this is different. This is a known thing. This is the quarterback. This is the first pick in the draft. He said, if I were the Glazers, I would tell all of my front office staff, Jason Light and everybody else, that I do not consider him a possibility. You may not draft him. You can do anything else you want, but you're not allowed to draft Jameis Winston. He said, that's what I would tell my guys if I was the Glazers. And if they don't do that, then I don't know if I can condone rooting for this franchise anymore. And he, to his credit, stuck by it. And I've lost him, not as a friend, we're still friends, but I've lost him as a fellow Bucks fan the past few years, and it's not as fun anymore because he was the guy I used to watch the games with. He was the guy I used to go to the games with. And he's out now. And a lot of you may be nodding your head saying, you know what? He's right. It's ridiculous that somebody who is, again, Winston denies what happened at FSU with that girl, but either way, there's people who might be saying, hell yeah, it's ridiculous. We shouldn't stand for this. Sometimes I wonder if I should be one of them. Then there's people on the other side who may be rolling their eyes saying, oh, give me a break, cut the bleeding heart crap. It's still the Bucks. It's not one guy. And that's where I came down. I basically decided, and listen, I'm a Gator, okay? I am predisposed to dislike Jameis Winston coming out of college, and yet I looked at him and I wanted him as a Bucks quarterback. And this goes to even before the rape accusations and things like that. His first game that he played for FSU, and FSU fans probably remember this. His first game that he played, and it was on a Monday night, it was Labor Day night against Pittsburgh. His, you know, first start as a Seminole. I was watching that game at my house, and I thought to myself, huh, and the Bucks were bad back then too, of course. I thought to myself, huh, you know, it's still a few years off, but I wonder if somehow the Bucks could get this guy one day. And I'm not the type of person that thinks that far ahead and wants my team to go 2-14 so they can get the first pick. But even that first game against Pittsburgh, I was like, this guy's going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. You could tell. I mean, redshirt freshman, you could tell. And I said, I wonder if we could someday get him and what would that be like? And this is when he was a squeaky clean, just no issues. And so then his career at FSU transpired as it did. Tons of success on the field. Of course, the off-field stuff. And it worked its way out where the Bucks had a chance to get Jameis Winston. But by then, obviously, there was a whole lot of other stuff to deal with. And so, like I told you, my buddy said, hey, they can't do this. And I really wanted Winston over Mariota. And I said, well, we know they're going to do it. I mean, he's going to be the number one pick. And he's like, I know. Well, I'm out. I'll see you on the other side. And he's been out. He's not a Bucks fan anymore. He doesn't root against the Bucks, but he's just indifferent. And I did a lot of soul searching because, you know, I watched that. There was a video, I can't remember the name of it. Not a video, a documentary about campus rape and things like that. And it wasn't all about Jameis Winston, but his accuser was one of the people that did an interview for that piece. And I watched it, and she, you know, you can be anonymous as an accuser if you want to be, but you can also waive that, and she did. And she went on camera and spoke about it, and her name has been in the paper and things like that. And I'm not, that's not the point. But the point is, I watched that, and, you know, you're trying to decide what's true, what's not. He said, she said, and I didn't think she lacked credibility watching that. And so then I'm thinking, well, you know, I mean, I love the Bucks. The Bucks are a part of my life, and maybe you're probably the same way. Again, if you're listening to this show, reading this website, you are the same way. But the Bucks are a part of my life, and it means more than just, oh, hey, here's something to do on Sunday. I've said it on this show before. I go back to, you know, being in my mother's womb in 1979. I was born in June of 1980, but in December of 1979, my mom, a few months pregnant with me, climbed the steps at the old Sombrero for the Bucks-Chiefs game in the rain where they clinched the first playoff spot, for the Bucks-Eagles game where the Bucks won their first playoff game, and for the Bucks-Rams game where they lost 9-0 in the NFC Championship. I was a little tiny blastocyst inside my mother's womb for those. And when I was born in June 1980, to this very day right now, June 21st, 2018, there are not many things in my life that are the same from that day to this day, the day I was born to this day. But Bucks, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is one of them. You know, the Lightning, we didn't get them till I was 12. We didn't get the Rays till I was almost in college. But the Bucks, you know, the Gators, I didn't enroll there until I was obviously going to college. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are one of the few constants outside of my own family that has been literally the same every single day of my life before I even knew what football was. So this stuff runs deeply personal for me. And that's why it was really hard. I couldn't just say, oh, I'm not going to be a Bucs fan anymore because they drafted somebody who has a checkered past. Even if deep down inside I still wrestle with it, you know, all that stuff most likely being true. And again, I don't know for sure, and that's kind of how I rationalize it, but deep down inside, you know. But what am I going to do, not be a Bucs fan anymore? Just cancel that part of my life out? I couldn't do it. My buddy could, I couldn't. So here I am. But the point is, you know, after all that happened, for there to be any inkling of any crap at all, for there to be any inkling of any kind of crap at all happening kind of pisses me off. Because to know, you kind of have to walk eggshells after, you know, everything that happened with Winston. And to pull something with an Uber driver, something so stupid to me. Again, I don't know what he did, but again, what do you have any Uber drivers accusing you of anything out there listening? I don't. And again, just because somebody accuses somebody of something, I know doesn't make it true. And sure, it's possible that this person sensed an opportunity to play off of somebody's reputation, knowing that it'd probably be more believable. That's all possible. I don't know. I have no idea what happened. My point is, it miffs me that we even have to deal with stuff like this, because after what Winston had to go through in college, and I don't mean that he had to go through it as if he's a victim, I just mean after all that stuff happened, you would think that if you really wanted to make people believe what you're saying, that your behavior from that day forward would be just completely 1,000% beyond reproach. So it's pretty dumb on his part if he gave any kind of opening of the door of an accusation or to have some sort of incident, and so now here we are. So don't just act like poor Jameis is a victim here and the league's stringing him along and he really deserves to be able to just prepare and play as the starter and blah, blah, blah. All right, don't. I'm talking to the Jameis supporters right now. Don't put your head in the sand like that. Don't do that. But for the other people who irrationally dislike Jameis for other reasons, listen, if you say I don't like him because of his record in college off the field, that's a perfectly valid opinion. I'm talking about the people that are just always looking for a reason not to like him. Oh, he turns it over, blah, blah, blah. When we know he's a good quarterback. Like, if you know anything about what the hell you're looking at, just strictly talking football now, not off the field, you know, or you should know, he's a good quarterback. And it ain't just these people around here. The NFL Network, which I don't watch a lot of NFL Network in the offseason. I'm not one of those people that's such an addict that I don't do any. I watch other sports. It's the NFL Network, and they do the every year, the top 100 players. The top 100 players in the league. It's a completely contrived, you know, media thing. And they, the players themselves, the other players, are part of it. Like, they poll players and things like that. And they come out with their list every offseason, the top 100 players in the NFL. I don't really watch it. But you can see the list in print. 1 through 100, okay? Where do you think Jameis falls on that list? He's not on the list! Which is literally, and again, regardless of how you feel about Jameis Winston, if you don't think one of the top 100 players in the NFL, I don't care if you play in the league or not. You know, like, oh, Bobby, how can you argue with the players? They know best. No, I don't care if they play. They pulled no, nothing but play. If Jameis Winston is not on a list of the top 100 players in the NFL, that list is a joke. If they had a draft tomorrow, only it wasn't just college guys, it was everybody, people that are already in the league, everybody, and we're just going to have a draft tomorrow. Where do you think Jameis Winston would get picked in that draft? If all 32 teams started off with zero-man rosters, everything was a clean slate, and we're just going to have a draft, including all the players who are already in the league. Where do you think Jameis Winston would get drafted in that draft? I mean, I have a hard time believing it'd be anything lower than 15 or 20. and probably higher than that, right? I mean, does anybody disagree with me on that? Again, you can email me, bobbygameday@yahoo.com. And Twitter at Bobby Game Day. But does anybody disagree with that? It's to me, the biggest running just source of disbelief for me with Jameis Winston's career so far. And again, I'm just talking football. Is how many people either really believe or have convinced themselves to believe that he's not that good and that the Bucs are just going to be stuck in purgatory. And maybe the Bucs will be. I'm not, for other reasons, but it ain't because their quarterback situation ain't right. So again, I'm talking to both ends of the spectrum today. Winston supporters, pull your head out of the sand. Enough with this. There's no reason to be having incidents at this point. You know, one time's a coincidence, two times a trend, three times a habit, or whatever the saying is. And on the other side of that, Winston haters, if you will, not to use a juvenile word like haters, but Winston haters, all right, don't pretend that you're validated just because there's yet another accusation, just because there may be a suspension. If there is a suspension, I'll tell you what'll happen. He'll sit the game out, or the two game, whatever it is, and that'll be it. And he'll come back, and again, it's not, it won't change the Bucs season either way. But as far as the reports go, I still am not convinced there's going to be a suspension of more than a game. The league, I could see saying, hey, we need to look like we're doing something about things, even if we really still don't have any idea what happened and probably never will. So, hey, let's say he didn't report it in time. Give him a game for that. Then we did something. Maybe it's Patrick will play and that'll be that. Bucks have a tough early schedule. We know that. It was going to be tough whether or not Winston starts. And even if Winston starts, you know, they could be 1-1, 0-2. I'd love to think 2-0, but I'm not so sure about that. But Fitzpatrick can do it too. I'm not even worried about this from a football standpoint. But man, this whole Jameis win, like I really wish on both sides of it, people that dislike him and people that like him, I really wish we could just have our quarterback be our quarterback and have there be no doubts on or off the field, and even when he doesn't do as well as we hoped, at least, hey, you know what? Jameis Winston's our guy. But just like everything else in America nowadays, and maybe it's a coincidence or maybe it's not, a lot of division amongst the Bucs fan ranks. And an incident like this is only going to further drive the wedge down the middle, and I really feel like most people fall on one end of the spectrum or the other. Either it's a witch hunt and Winston's being persecuted yet again, for the Winston supporters and for the Winston haters, just another thing. Here's a reason why the Bucs never should have drafted him and are never going to go anywhere with him. I don't think either side is entirely correct. I think it falls somewhere in the middle. But there's a lot of gray in this world and a lot of tough decisions you got to make these days. And all I know is that at the end of the day, I love the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I don't think anybody, including the Buccaneers themselves, has the right to take that away from me. So I don't let them. That's why I didn't do what my buddy did in bail when they did something I found questionable. Believe me, you've seen the uniforms they wear. I would have bailed on those if I was going to bail on this team. So that still bothers me. But that's a topic for another day. So with all that said, we're at that point now where, again, you know, we got a holiday week coming up next week. It'll be quiet for a while now. If we get any news on this thing, of course, the first place you're going to see it is joebucksfan.com. But when we come back from the 4th of July break, you know, then we're like 2-3 weeks away from camp. Of course, Joe's going to be out there. I'll be out there. There's going to be a ton of stuff going on. But in the meantime, enjoy your weekend. When news comes down, you'll see it on Joe Bucks Fan. If you want to email me and talk about what I said or what you disagree or agree with, cushion, discussion, whatever, again, it's bobbygameday@yahoo.com, Twitter at bobbygameday. I am Bobby Fenton. Thanks to the Joes for hosting this podcast and getting me the ability to go in front of all of you who read this website daily, and I'm one of them. It's an honor and a pleasure, and it's a great opportunity for me. I'll be back next week. Wherever you are until then, be safe. Always have a safe, fun time on your weekends. That's the free stretch. Summer solstice edition. Happy summer. And wherever you are, good afternoon, good evening, good night, and go Bucks.